Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
68368.
68368. May I please have your first and last name as well?
Joanne DeVries.
All right, thank you for that. And can you please hold for me while I get the account pulled up to better assist you?
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, just one more moment.
Okay.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. For security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address?
Hallam, Nebraska.
The full shipping address?
Who am I talking to again?
Your number was left in our car but queue for us to return your call. To better assist you, I will need your full shipping address.
Okay, it's 27233 Southwest 29th Street, Hallam, Nebraska, 68368.
Thank you for that. I've located the account for the KitchenAid sweepstakes in the HeroBot Fitness app. How may I help you?
I'm not really sure. We got charged $60-some on our account, on one of our charge card accounts, and I had no idea what it was for. And so I disputed the charge because I wasn't able to get a hold of this number. So whatever it is, we don't want it. It wasn't, I don't want this, whatever it is.
I'll go ahead and get the account canceled to prevent all future charges due to your dispute. So you don't recall placing a survey or an entry fee for $5.74 for a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer back in October on the 26th?
Oh, I probably did. I mean, if it was, but I didn't, but this came up at $60-some.
Yes, ma'am. So when you signed up for a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer, you paid the entry fee for $574. Our terms and conditions did state you will also be enrolling yourself into a membership for $67.32, where you'll be increasing your chances of winning the mixer. You would also get a voucher in your email in the amount of $125 monthly. But I've canceled the account. But since you have disputed the charge, you'll need to call in with your financial institution on the line to confirm that the dispute can be dropped, and we can work with you as a courtesy and issue you back a 35% refund, which will be $23.66.
For a product I'm not getting?
It was for a chance to win the item. The terms and conditions did disclose that.
So tell me again what I need to do to dispute this charge with my my credit card company.
You will need to give.
Okay, go ahead.
Since you have disputed the charge, I have canceled the account, but you will need to call in with your financial institution on the line. Your financial institution will need to confirm that they can drop the dispute, and we can issue you back a 35% refund off of the valid charge. When they investigate the charge, they will indeed and verify that this charge is valid. When you purchased it, it did state that it was for a sweepstakes. So they will open up a full investigation and more than likely determine that the charge is valid. But we can issue you back 35% once they drop their dispute.
Okay. I'll let them take care of it. It sounds like I got scammed, but it's okay. Something that was done in, what you said, October, they're just now doing it now. They're just now charging it now.
And no, ma'am, you were billed in October as well. So you've been billed 6732 twice. The term stated that you will be billed 48 hours later after your first purchase, then it renews monthly.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I did something so stupid to get scammed like this. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
I will